translation. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, King Dhritarashtra became blind under the influence of impious desire to nourish his dishonest sons. And thus he set fire to the lacquer house to burn his fatherless nephews, the Pandavas. Purport. Dhritarashtra was blind from birth, but his blindness in committing impious activities to support his dishonest sons was a greater blindness than his physical lack of eyesight. The physical lack of sight does not bear one from spiritual progress. But when one is blind spiritually, even though physically fit, that blindness is dangerously detrimental to the progressive path of human life. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kant Radha Kant Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishbhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advait Gadadhar Srivas Adigaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Sri Suta Goswami said, the great sage Sukadeva Goswami was highly experienced and was pleased with the king. Thus being questioned by the king, he said to him, please hear the topics attentively. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, King Dhritarashtra became blind under the influence of impious desires to nourish his dishonest sons. And thus he set fire to the lacquer house to burn his fatherless nephews, the Pandavas. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedant Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshunyavadi Pashchata Deshatarine. So here Vidura is actually questioning the Rishi Maitreya Muni, and with that conversation the Suta Goswami is speaking to the rishis in Naimisaranya. So three conversations in same day. Vidura asking to Maitreya Muni, and from that talk Suta Goswami is talking to rishis and Saunakadi rishis, 60,000 some rishis, munis in Naimisaranya, and from that the talk comes out between Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. So this is very important thing to notice, that we should gain knowledge in parampara and from the scriptures, from the previous acharyas. So here Sukadeva Goswami is saying to King Parikshit that Dhritarashtra was blind under the influence of impious desires to nourish his honest son, dishonest son. So Dhritarashtra, he was very attached to his sons, especially Duryodhana. And the whole family, Dhritarashtra's family, except Mother Gandhari, was blinded by the strong material desires to have a kingdom that was earned by the father of Pandavas, Pandu. King Pandu, he earned the kingdom. But because he died untimely, and his sons, five sons, were very, very young child. They were very young, 4 or 5 years old, all Pandavas. So the children cannot acquire the throne, and blind cannot acquire the throne also. But Dhritarashtra took illegally this kingdom of his brother Pandu, because he died and the Pandavas were young children. So right from the beginning, Dhritarashtra was blinded by his desires to keep the kingdom under his control and to his son. So we know that early enough, Pandavas were harassed to be killed. So first attempt was that they threw Bhima. Bhima was a very, very heavy child right from the beginning, and almost like iron-like body. So he liked to eat Vrukodhar. His name was Vrukodhar, means he likes to eat. So he likes to eat laddus. So they make him eat the poisonous laddus. And then they threw him in the river Jamuna. The Delhi Hastinapur is on the bank of Jamuna. So they threw him into Jamuna. And he was so heavy that he pierced through water and land, bottom of river, and went all the way into Patala Loka. And there he marries the girl, serpent girl or something. So that was the first attempt to kill Bhima. And then after this episode, this is the next episode after that. when they were about, say, teenager or something like that. So Dhritarashtra and others, they plot a plan that let's burn them into the house of Salak. So they made a beautiful palace from substance called Salak or lacquer. It is translated as lacquer here. Thank you. So lacquer or Salak in if you have known peepal tea, peepal tree. Peepal tree is like banyan tree, and it has a sap, and that sap is very combustible. So that's called lac or whatever, lacquer. Or so they made a house, beautiful palace from that substance, lacquer, so that it can catch fire quick enough. And the Pandavas can burn into it. So they employ one craftsman to make this palace. And Pandava's uncle Vidur, he was very compassionate towards Pandavas. So he knew the plot, the plan of Dhritarashtra to burn Pandavas in this lacquer house. So he, without letting them know, he dug the trench from river to in the middle of palace, so that anybody can escape from that palace, from the lacquer house. And he covered with the door or something on the floor. From the floor, the tunnel was going to the river. So Vidur had this arrangement because he knew the plan. He was into politics with, he was Dhritarashtra's minister, chief minister. So he knew all this plan. So to save the Pandavas, he made this trench. And he employed this craftsman to make a palace from Salak. So it was five-storied building. So when Pandavas was placed in that, still that craftsman was living in the same palace. So Pandavas would, Bhima kind of knew what was the plan of Dhritarashtra. So he used to have everybody sleep in each floor, and mother and him would sleep at the ground floor. So one day they put fire to this palace or house, and Bhima, he was very strong, Bhima. So he immediately became alert and tried to rescue all the Pandavas, and Mother Kunti was also accompanying them. So Bhima, he he catch hold of all brothers in his floor, and it was blazing fire on the house. It was on blazing fire. So there was very difficult situation to get out of it. And Bhima knew that this is a plot. So in a very dark night, the vultures were screaming outside, and very fearful screaming was coming from outside. The moon was dark, and it's very fuzzy and everything. So Bhima, he wakes up and goes to the top floor, rescue the younger brother, and come down with all five brother on himself. And then he took mother, and he was going around and around to find where to escape from, because everywhere it was blazing fire. So where to escape? So Sahadev, he was Trikalagya. He was knowing past, present and future. So he knew how to get out. But at the same time, Krishna had bound him that unless somebody asks you, you cannot answer him. So nobody asking him anything, what to do, what not to do. So finally, Bhima asked him how to get out. And then he told him that just underneath your feet, there is a door, and you just break through it, and there is a tunnel going to the river. So Bhima became very mad at him that I'm going around and around and not finding any way to escape, where to escape from, and you're not telling. So anyway, he just smacks him a little. And then he just, by his foot, he plunged the door that was on the floor, and then they escaped through that. And fire also is trying to be behind them. But then so far fire could go, and they escape to the river, Jamuna. So that is what is described here. So Dhritarashtra, he was not only blind physically, but he was blind in his consciousness. He had a dirty consciousness to kill Pandavas. The kingdom belonged to Pandavas, but still he tried so many times to kill Pandavas. Then the next plot was that Shakuni, he used to know the dices, he game and control the dices, whatever number he would like, he could. He had a special dices. So then the dices game happened. Like that Mahabharata begins. So Prabhupada says here, but when one is blind spiritually, even though physically fit, that blindness is dangerously detrimental to the progressive path of human life. So spiritually blind means when we get implicated by Maya, that is spiritually blind. And first business of Maya is that she makes us think we are this body. That's the first business of Maya. That we are the body, we are black, white, yellow, short, beautiful, handsome, boys, girls. This is the first trick of Maya. And the second trick of Maya is to make us think that we are this body and bodily relatives are mine. That all bodily relatives are mine. So this is Maya. I am the body and bodily relatives are mine. And then she makes us attach to the kinsmen, to our relatives. So this is Maya. So this is spiritually blind. So Dhritarashtra was totally in Maya. He was pretty much attached, very attached to his sons and to the kingdom. Material. But he was not attached to devotees and Krishna. Even though Krishna went to his sabha, assembly of his ministers, Krishna went as a dut, as a santi dut, as a peacemaker. And he put very good proposal that please give Pandavas 5 villages. And he wouldn't even grant that. Big Maya. And he said not even the dot kind of land I would grant for the Pandavas. So he was very much attached to his sons and family. And that's Maya. So Prabhupada says that detrimental to the progressive path of human life. So this Maya is very detrimental. And Krishna, he tried to become a Santi Dut, or he tried to bring the peace. 5 villages, nothing. But they wouldn't grant Pandavas 5 villages. And instead, a Dut cannot be humiliated. And they humiliated Krishna, who came as a Duta. So Krishna, we know, he saw his universal form. So Prabhupada asking that this spiritual blindness is very detrimental and very troubling block for progressive path to spiritual life. So this is the sloka for today. I'll stop here. If any question, 5 more minutes. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. There was the prayers of Queen Kunti mentioned that she's being grateful to Krishna because he saved them from the burning house and also the poisonous cake. So this poisonous cake, is it the laddus that were given to Bhima?
Poisonous laddus?
Is it poisonous cake? Is it a different story or is it?
Cake? Yeah, the same thing.
Same thing, okay.
For poisons, there was no cakes those days. No ovens and no baking. But it's translated into cakes.
Cakes, okay.
But same thing. Sweet. Poisonous sweet.
I had one more question. It's okay. So you're saying that you mentioned right from the beginning Dhritarashtra illegally took the kingdom.
Dhritarashtra?
Illegally took the kingdom after Pandu left his body. And Dhritarashtra illegally took the kingdom. So, illegally.
Dhritarashtra wanted...
Illegally took the kingdom.
He's ready to take kingdom?
Without permission or without right or by force, he took the kingdom. Is
yes.
That,
yes.
He wasn't given the kingdom? I was just
He wasn't given, no. He was blind. So blind cannot rule. And children cannot rule. But default, he just took. Because he was elderly in the family. So he by force took. And even if he took by force, and even if he wants half, he should give half to Pandavas. But he didn't, and it was earned by Pandava's brother, Pandu. King Pandu earned the kingdom. So it belongs to Pandavas, but he just took it over, default. And then he became attached. And then he wanted his sons to take that over. It's total maya. That's what Prabhupada says. He was spiritually blind. Means total in maya. At least half he should have given back. If not five villages, he should have given back. Nothing. Not a knock of a needle. The tip of a needle, he didn't want to give that much land. He didn't want to give that much land. So then Krishna is very affectionate towards his devotees, especially Pandavas, his eternal associates. So he tried to make peace by going to their assembly as a peacemaker, Santidut. But this is, they didn't hear, they didn't care for Krishna. And even Bhishmadev was there. He also, you know, he was attached to Hastinapur and he didn't even care. But he knew what will happen. He knew. And finally Pandavas had to kill all the kinsmen, and five of them came out victorious. Any other question?
Thank you.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. In regard of that, Dhritarashtra, I'm just wondering
in
how...
In regard to?
Dhritarashtra.
Dhritarashtra.
How coronation happened, actually, because he was accepted as a king even by Pandavas. So I'm just wondering, I don't know in Mahabharata how that actually happened, he became officially king.
I don't think there was a coronation for Dhritarashtra. He just moved in and took over. There was no coronation. You can't have coronation for a blind king. Blind king.
But was any like a meeting or who is going
to
be next king?
No, he just took over. That's all.
Who is going to be king? No, it was nothing like that.
Hastinapur was the capital.
Yeah.
And
there was Bhishma there or before? I mean,
Bhima was a child when his father
Bhishma,
died.
Bhishma. Yeah.
But Bhishma had.
Bhishma was taking care of kingdom before this coronation. I'm just wondering. I don't remember that.
Oh, before Bhishma's father was, but most of the kingdom earned by Pandus.
That means King Pandu. He was sanctioned even by King Bhishma, like Bhishma Dev, to be ruler. Or like
Bhishma was a natural ruler, After his father, yes.
And then he sanctioned Dhritarashtra, or how? He sanctioned his rulership, or?
How it got transferred to? Yeah, but that Bhishma had a promise to Satyavati's father that he will not have son or marriage or anything.
Yeah, I know that.
But I don't know in between that link how Bhishma did not become after his father's kingdom, reign, whatever. I don't know that link. Any other question? Yes, Maya.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much for the beautiful narration. I wanted to ask, so when Bhima went to that Pataloka, to lower planetary system, and how did he get out from there?
When he went to Pataloka, how did he came out? The Nakanya whom he married in the Pataloka, they help him out, come out. That's why he get her.
They took out the poison of him.
Yeah, they suck out the poison of Bhima. That was the whole point. And then they help him out of Patal Loka to come on earth. The Nagas, the serpents. Any other question? Okay. Yes, Mataji.
I just vaguely remember Pandu had the kingdom, and then he wanted to spend some time in the forest with Kunti and Madri, so he left Dhritarashtra in care of the kingdom.
Okay.
While he was away in the forest. And then the Pandavas were born, of course, in the forest from the demigods. And then Pandu left his body. So when the boys were a certain age, then Kunti came back to the kingdom. But Dhritarashtra, you know, just kept his position.
Yes. So that's the answer. That when he went to the forest, Pandu, he left the kingdom to Dhritarashtra. Any other question? All right, Prasadam. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sisi Radha Gokul Nanda ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki, आप सब वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की गुरु गौरांग की गौर प्रेमानंदी